Today's daf is Sukkah daf Nun Vav, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Nun Vav Amid Aleph, the two dots, Ba'atzeres Oimrim Loi Heilech V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Baruch Bendit ben Devora Hinda, Yitzchak Meir ben Miro, Shoshana bas Rus, Yehuda Lei ben Basha, and Tamar bas Chasida from Rivka. So we have Be'ezus Hashem at the very last daf of Mesechtes Sukkah, and it picks up on the Mishnah on Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis, which discussed the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkos. So we know that the Avodah was done by the Kohanim, stating that just because you were a Kohen did not mean that you could show up in the Beis HaMikdash and do the Avodah. Rather, all the Kohanim were divided into Mishmarois, into groups based on family. If it was your family's turn to do the Avodah, then you had a right, based on the Cheshbon, to do the Avodah on whatever day your Mishmar was assigned to doing the Avodah. Stating that there was one major exception to the rule, or really three major exceptions to the rule, and that was on Sukkos, on Shavuos, and on Pesach, on the Shalosh Regalim, where all the Kohanim were in Yerushalayim anyways, because they had a mitzvah to be Oyle Regal. So then, the laws of the Mishmaros, to a degree, were bypassed. Meaning, the Avkarbonos that were associated with the Yontif, the halacha was that all the Kohanim had an opportunity to do the Avodah, all the Mishmaros had an opportunity to do the Avodah, not just the Kohanim that belonged to the Mishmar, that based on Cheshbon, this would have been their time, their week, to do the Avodah. But we also saw in the Mishnah that it was only true for the Karbonos that were Yontif Digger Karbonos. But as related to the Karbonos that were brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, the Tamid Shal Shachar, the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, the Ketores, and all the other Karbonos, then the halacha was that the regular Mishmar was still in effect, and depending on whether or not it was your Mishmar's turn to do the Avodah, that would determine whether you're able to do the Avodah. So the Gemara is going to continue, albeit briefly, to discuss this Mishnah. However, the Gemara is going to begin today's daf with an unrelated topic, unrelated to the specific sugi that we're learning, and that is the Karbonos of Sukkos, and that is the Mishmaros, very much related to the Yontif of Sukkos, and then it's going to circle its way back. So the truth is, we learned this Gemara very, very quickly at the end of yesterday's daf, but we then did it Pasha Litzayrach the raid. Now we're going to see the entire Gemara. So it says the Gemara, Itmar Rav, Amar Rav said, Sukkah v'achakach zman, that when a person goes into his Sukkah for the first time on Sukkos, he has to make two brachas. He has to make the brachas on mitzvahs, asher kedishanu b'mitzvahs of etzivan uleisha basukkah. Additionally, it's his first time being mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. It's the first night of yontif. You have to make a shecheyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lasman. So the question was, which one of these brachas should you make first? Rav said, first you make the brach of leisha basukkah. Afterwards, you make the brach of shecheyanu. Rabbi Bar Barchanan said, zman v'achakach sukkah. First, you make the brach of shecheyanu, and afterwards, you make the brach of leisha basukkah. So the Gemara explains, Rav amas sukkah v'achakach zman. Rav said, you make the leisha basukkah, and then you make the shecheyanu because why are you making the leishav basukkah? Because today is Sukkos. Why are you making a shecheyanu? Because it's a new yontif. The bracha of leishav basukkah is more related to the specific day that it is today. Shecheyanu is more related to the general idea that it's a yontif. And as a result, sukkah or chiyuva diyoyma adif, and that's why you make the shachiyanu before, you make the leisha basukkah before you make the shachiyanu. Rabbi Barbachana said, zman v'achachach sukkah. First you make the shachiyanu, and then you make the leisha basukkah, and the reason is because tadir v'she'enoi tadir kaidim. The brach of shachiyanu was tadir. Every single yantif you make a shachiyanu, even not yantif sometimes, you make the brach of shachiyanu. Leisha basukkah is a bracha that's specific to sukkahs, and as a result, tadir v'she'enoi tadir kaidim. So it would seem, Machloikis Rav and Rabbi Barbachana, do you first make a Leisha Basukkah or do you first make a Shecheyanu? But the Svaras HaMachloikis would seem to be, do you say Chiyuva Diyoyma Adif Or do you say tader v'she'enoi tader tader kaidem? Meaning both svaras seem to be reasonable svaras. On the one hand, there's an idea of chiyuva d'yoy ma'adiv, which would seem to be a reason that you should make the leish basaka first. Tader v'she'enoi tader tader kaidem is a reason to argue you should make the shechiyanu first. Rav seems to say that the svara of chiyuva d'yoy ma is a bigger svara than tader v'she'enoi tader tader kaidem. Therefore, make the leish basaka, then make the shechiyanu. Rabbi Bar Bachana seems to say that tader v'she'enoi tader tader kaidem is a bigger svara than chiyuva d'yoy ma, and therefore you should make first the shechiyanu. So the Gemara is going to say leima Rabbi Bar Bachana the plukta the beshamay besil kamiflegi. Once we understand the fundamental principle underlying the machloikis Rav and Rabbi Bar Afuna, it would seem that we can apply it to another machloikis, a machloikis tanoim, a machloikis beishamay and besil. So again, the machloikis beishamay and besil that the Gemara is now going to present really has nothing to do with the machloikis Rav and Rabbi Bar Barchana. But once we understand the machloikis Rav and Rabbi Bar Barchana, that it's related to chiyuva d'yoyma adav or tadav v'sheinei tadav tadav gaidem, so the Gemara is saying, I think we can shtel this suit to another machloikis, and the Gemara is saying it a little bit bederech. Rav and Rabbi Bar Bachana are arguing about something that Beishamay and Besil argued about. What's wrong with that? Number one, Amiram should not be arguing about something that Tanam argued about. And besides, Beishamay b'mokim Besil ain't a mishnah. So if Beishamay said one way and Besil said the other way, you don't have two opinions in halacha. You only have one opinion in halacha. All you have is Shitas Besil. Lassud Lavid halacha will be like Beishamay. But right now, Ba'al Mahadein, we have one shita. We have the shita of Besil. So it doesn't make sense that there could be a machlokes Amiram, where one of the Amiram seemed to be taking on Shitas Beishamay. So the Gemara says, Lema, is that really what's going on over here? The machlokes Rav and Rabbi Barachan is the machlokes Beishamay and Besil. What's this machlokes Beishamay and Besil? Well, it's a braiso, dvarim shebein beishamay or besil besuda. So there were many machloikas and many disputes between beishamay and besil as it related to the laws of suda. Number one, and this is the one that we need. Beishamay yomim, beishamay says, mevarech al hayom, v'achakach mevarech al hayom. When somebody makes kiddush, whether it's on Shabbos or whether it's on Yontif, so first you make the bracha on the yom, mekadosh haShabbos, and then afterwards you make the bracha on the wine, Bayre Priya Gofen. That's Beishamay Shit. Besil says what we do. Mevarech al hayayin. First you make the Bayre Priya Gofen. V'achakach mevarech al hayayin. And then afterwards you make the Mekadosh HaShabbos. The Gemara says Beishamay Yayin. Mevarech al hayayin. V'achakach mevarech al hayayin. Beishamay said the reason you make the bracha on the yayin and then on the yayin is twofold. Number one, Shayayim Goyrim Liyayin Shayavoy. Why are you drinking wine today? Because it's Shabbos. That means Mekadosh HaShabbos is the reason that you're making the Bayre Priya Gofen. So if that's the cause, so it makes sense. You should say the cause first. Additionally, V'kvar Kidei Shayayim. Vadayin yayin loyba. Mikadosh HaShabbos is a bracha on the day, on Shabbos. Bayre Priya Gofen is a bracha on the wine. When you make Kiddush, it's been Shabbos already for an hour. That means the Mikadosh HaShabbos happened already chronologically. The Bayre Priya Gofen is happening right now as you're standing and holding a glass of wine about to make Kiddush. So, number one, the Yoyim is Goyrim the Yayin. Number two, the Yoyim happens before the Yayin. And it's for that reason Beishamai says, first you make the Mikadosh HaShabbos, then you make the Bayre Priya Gofen. Beisul, and Beisul says, Mavarach al-Yayin, Mavarach al-Yayin, Mavarach al-Yayin. First you make the Bayre Priya Gofen, then you make the Bracha on the Yayin. And Beisul also gave two reasons for their opinion. Number one, Shayayin Goyrim the Kiddush HaTayomer. It's true that the day of Shabbos is the reason that you're holding a glass of wine. But at the same time, if you didn't have wine, you wouldn't make the brach of Mekadosh HaShabbos because you don't make Kiddush unless you have wine. Davar Acher, another reason. Birchas Hayoyim Dayayin Tadir. The brach of wine is Tadir. Ubirchas Hayoyim Eino Tadir. Bayer Priya Gofen is more Tadir than Mekadosh HaShabbos. And Tadir V'she'enoi Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. And the rule is that when it's a Tadir V'she'enoi Tadir, Tadir is going to be Kaidim. So we have a machlaikis between Beishamay and Beisil. When you make Kiddush on Shabbos or on Yontif, do you first make the brach on the Yoyim or do you first make the bracha on the yain? Beishamay says first you make the bracha on the yain. Beisil said first you make the bracha on the yain. And there were two reasons that Beishamay gave to explain their shita, and there were two reasons that Beisil gave to explain their shita. The second reason that Beisil gave to explain their shita, why you make the bracha on the yain before the bracha on the yain, is tadav v'she'enoi tadav tadav kaidim. Beishamay obviously didn't hold of tadav v'she'enoi tadav tadav kaidim. So the Gemara is going to suggest that maybe the machloikness between Beishamay and Beisil is when there's a svara of tada v'sheinu tada on one side, and then there's a svara of chiyuma d'yoyma adif on the other side. Do you say tada v'sheinu tada tada kaidim, or do you say chiyuva d'yoyma adif? And that's how we're circling back, and we're tying in this machleik b'sham ezol to the machleik between Rav and Rabbi Bar Bachana. Says the Gemara, Leime Rav, Dama Kedei Shammai. Rav that said that first you make the bracha, Leishe Basukah, then you make the bracha, Shechayonu v'kimonu v'kiyonu l'zman hazeh. Ay, Shechayonu is tada, that's true. But at the same time, chiyuva the Yom Adif. The Yom is what takes precedent. Leish Shabbat Sukkah is related to the day of Sukkah. Shechiyanu is a little more high level. And therefore, you make the bracha of Leish Shabbat Sukkah first. So too over here, you make the bracha Mekadosh HaShabbos, which is on the Yom. And then afterwards, you make the bracha. That's not the Rabbi Baruch Hanu, don't make Beisul. And Rabbi Baruch Hanu seems to be saying Beisul. Then no, Tadu V'Sheinu, Tadu Koydim, you make the bracha of Yayim before you make the bracha Mekadosh HaShabbos. So too, right? The same idea would be as it relates to you make a Shechiyanu V'Kimadu V'Giyanu L'Zman, as that before you make the bracha, Shechiyanu V'Mitzvah, So the Gemara says, "Lame the machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Baruch Hanan's machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel." But the Gemara says it's not muchach. Amar l'cha Rav, very posh. Rav can tell you, "No, damn you, Beis Hillel." No, I don't like Beis Hillel. And that machloik is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Of course I don't like Beis Hillel. I'm not going to like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Hillel ain't a mishnei. Of course I don't like Beis Hillel. First you make Beir Pri Agafen, then you make Bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos. Aye, if that's the case, how come over here I say Sukkah V'Achak Kachsman? Because I'd kind of come in Beis Hillel Hassam. When the Beis Hillel say that, Allah, that was only over there. She'el Shai Yayin Garim L'Kiddush HaTayyameh. Beis Hillel said two Svaras. Beis Hillel had one Svar, you should make the Bracha on the Yayin because it's Tadav V'Sheinu Tadav. But they said another reason. The only reason you're making Kiddush is because of the Yayin. I mean that the Yayin is Garim L'Kiddush HaTayyameh. That was another reason that you should make the Bracha on the Yayin and then you should make the Bracha on the Yayin. So being that there were two Svaras to make the Bracha of the Yayin before you make the Bracha on the Yayin. So therefore, said Rav, that's why Bissul over there said Birchas Yayin. Aval Hach over here, there's only a Svar of Tadir. You don't have a second Svar to overcome the Svar of Chiyuva de Yayma, and therefore he loves man. Mi loy amrin and Sukkah. And over here, you don't have the Svar of Yayin is Goyim Lekiddush Teyomer, because over here, you'd make the Bracha of Leish Shabbat Sukkah, even if you weren't making Shechayon of Vikimon of Vigayon of Osman. The two Brachas have nothing to do with each other. So all you have is the Svar of Tadr. Maybe if all you have is the Svar of Tadr, Beisil never said his Alacha. Meaning, I know Beisil, but Beisil maybe only said it with his two Svaras. Number one, this Tadr, and there's a Svar, Shayayin Goyim Lekiddush Teyomer. So, Enchanami, with his two Svaras, you're going to go with the Tadr. But over here, there's only one svar. Over here, there's only one svar. There's no Beisil. They said, no, do Beisil. I know Beisil. Shita Beisil said it with his two reasons. Read Beisil. They said two reasons. Over here, all you have is the svar of Tadr. Pashi learn Beisil. It's two independent svaras. Either Tadr v'sheinu Tadr or Yayin Goyrim l'kiddush HaTayyameh. But Rav is timing. That's not the way I understood Beisil. I understood Beisil when there's two svaras, then you go with the Tadr. Otherwise, Snada svara from Chiyuva de Yoyma Adif, and that's why as it relates to making the bracha of Leish Basuka, making the bracha Shachiyanu, I hold you make the bracha of Leish Basuka first. But Rabbi Barbachano, Malachan, Rabbi Barbachano could say something very similar. Rabbi Barbachano was the one that said, first you make the Shachiyanu, and then you make the bracha of Sukkah. And why? Because Tadr v'sheinu Tadr, Tadr Goyrim. So the Gemara suggested, it sounds like he's saying Beisil, it sounds like he's not like Beis Shammai. So Rabbi Baruch Hanan said, "Anot d'amri afilu l'Beis Shammai." Not that Rabbi Baruch Hanan is trying to necessarily dafka make his position shtim with Beis Shammai, but academically speaking, I can be consistent with Shitas Beis Shammai as well, because I'd kind of come to Beis Shammai Hossam when the Beis Shammai say a svara Elashai Yoim Goyrim LeYayin Sheyavai. Over there, it's not just a svara of Chiyuva Di Yoim Adav. Beis Shammai didn't say this is a bracha on the day and this is a bracha on the wine, so the bracha that's related to the day is the one that takes precedent. Beis Shammai said something much sharper than that. Beis Shammai said Hayoim Goyrim LeYayin Sheyavai. If not for the day, why would you be drinking a glass of wine? Aval Hoch over here, it's not true. He loves Sukkah Milo Yamrin as man. What? Were it not for Sukkah, you wouldn't be making a Shachiyanu. So even though at first glance it would seem a little bit like these two things are related, but the Gemara says after further review, it's really not muchach that it's the same machloikas. It's very possible that Rav could say his halacha, even alibo de beis Hillel, and Rabbi Baruch Hanan could say his halacha, even alibo de beis Sham. So what does this have to do with the sugya that we're learning? I mean, this has a lot to do with Masechta Sukkah, but we're not really learning this part of the Masechta right now. What we're learning is the halachas of the Mishmaris, and then on Yontif, all the Mishmaris used to come together and they would divide equally, even if it wasn't your week necessarily to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara makes a very, very subtle deik in the Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah was discussing the Matnas Kahuna that were being divided on Sukkos. We were discussing Sukkos, or actually Shavuos was what the Mishnah was discussing, Ba'atzeres, where Shavuos coincided with Shabbos. Now when Shavuos coincided with Shabbos, there were two chalukos of bread that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Number one, every Shabbos they used to divide the lechem upon. Number two, you had the Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem was the special breads that were brought as part of the carbon, the Kifsei Atzeres, on Shavuos. So they would divide the Shtei HaLechem and they would divide the lechem upon. Now these breads were divided equally amongst all the Mishmaris. That's the way it was. This was one of the things that were divided equally amongst the Mishmaris. And the Mishnah said, Batzeres on Atzeres, on Shavuos, when it falls out on Shabbos, Oimrim Loi, they would tell all the Kohanim, Hei Lach Matzah, Hila chametz. Take matzah and take chametz. Now Rashi said matzah was the lechem aponim. Chametz was the shtei lechem. But here's the dik. First matzah and then chametz. First lechem aponim and then the shtei halechem. So again, a very, very subtle dik. Tanan, batzeres omile heilach matzah heilach chametz. V'hoch the chametz ikker u'matzah tofel. What's the ikker? The chametz is the ikker, the matzah is the tofel. The chametz is the ikker because today's Shavuos. And on Shavuos is a special carbon called shtei halechem. And as a result, we look at the chametz as being ikker chiyuv d'yoyim ha'adav. We look at it as the leishim basukah. We look at it as that is the mitzvah of the day. Matzah is tofel. Now, why is matzah tofel? Matzah is tofel. Poshet, you would say, because that's every Shabbos. It's not unique to Shavuos. Rashi says something a little sharper. Shehu shel Shabbos she'avro. Because the matzah, the lechem aponim, really belongs to last Shabbos. Because the lechem aponim used to be set up this Shabbos, and then the following Shabbos is when they were divided. But either way, the chametz is the ikker, the matzah is the tafel. V'ktani, what did the Mishnah say? Heilach matzah ve'heilach chametz. First matzah, then chametz. What could be the reason? Why would we say first matzah, then chametz? There must be one reason. Tadir, the she'enoi tadir, tadir kaidim. The lechem aponim is tadir, whereas the shnei alechem is not tadir. Ay, chiyuva de yayma adiv. So you see from here that tadir, the she'enoi tadir, takes precedent over chiyuva de yayma. That's what the Gemara says. And if that's the case, tiyufta de Rav. It's a tiyufta on Rav, because Rav said clearly that chiyuva de yayma adiv. But the Gemara says, amalecha Rav, Rav will tell you, I hear. Abatanoi, you should know what's a machlokes tanam. Excellent dik. I'm not arguing with the dik. This Mishnah is not like me. But this Mishnah is only the opinion of one Tana. That happens to be another Tana. And I hold like the other Tana. The Tana we learned to the Raisa. Hey lach matzah. Hey lach chometz. That's the girsa we have in our Mishnah. Abishol oimer. Abishol said, hey lach chometz. Hey lach matzah. So enechnami was machlokes. Did they first divide the lechem aponim? Or did they first divide the shtei alechem? The one that held that first they divided the lechem aponim, he also told the v'shein etadah, told the koidim is adif. The one that held that they first divided the shtei alechem, he held chayuva de yoyma adif. The arsh Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda. Rav Nachman, the son of Rav Chizda, gave the following drasha. He said, "Loi kendeve Rav da amas sukkah ve'achakach zman." That halach is not like Rav that holds sukkah and then zman. El zman ve'achakach sukkah, like Rabbi Bar Brachan, Rav Sheshes Breder, Rav Idi Yomar. He said sukkah ve'achakach zman. No, like Rav said that first leishav asukkah and then after shachiyanu ve'hilchasam. What's the halach? Sukkah first, you make the leishav asukkah ve'achakach zman. It's always the last bracha. He makes the shachiyanu. Mishmash is zman ekavua ve'chulu. So the Mishnah said that there were some karbonos that were divided equally amongst the Mishmaris, but all the other karbonos, Vishar karbonos, they were all divided based on whatever Mishmar was serving that week. Additionally, Umakriv Asakol, and all the other Mishmaris, they would be Makriv everything. So the Gemara says that Lasuye Mai, Shar karbonos Sibur, what are these other karbonos Sibur? Lasuye Par helim davar shal tzibur usiri avoy dazara. So these were karbonos tzibur that were brought in the event that the majority of the yidden did an aver b'shagig based on a faulty psak by Bezin. So this is Maseches Hoirius 101. So if Roiv of Klal Yisrael did an aver b'shagig, the halacha is they had to bring the par helim davar shal tzibur. This was one bull and it was mechaper for all the yidden. If the chet was avoy dazara, they used to bring the seir, a goat of avoy dazara. But the bottom line is those were karbonos tzibur and those were brought not by all the kayanim, but by the Mishmah that belonged to that week. What's that coming to include? Another carbon? Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Kayetz HaMizbech. Kayetz HaMizbech was the halacha that the Mizbech itself was never allowed to be idled. Always had to be activity, always had to be karbonas that were burning on the fires of the Mizbech. What if there were no karbonas to be brought right now? There's no Nadarim, there's no Nadavas. So they had a special fund and they used to take that money, they would buy karbonas oila and they would be makriv of these oilas. They were considered oila sibur, oila Nadava. It's known as Kayetz HaMizbech. And that's the carbon that the Mishnah is saying belonged not to all the Kayhanim, even though it's Yontif, but rather belonged to the particular Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that one of the things that weren't divided by the Mishmar of that particular week, but rather belonged to all the Mishmaros, was the lechem upon him. Says the Mishnah on that note, Yontif asamach l'Shabbos. Yontif that comes out next to Shabbos. So when Yontif not falls out on Shabbos, but it's samuch l'Shabbos. The Gemara will explain what this means. Bein milfonel, whether it's before Shabbos, bein milachareh, whether it's after Shabbos, or you kol ha-mishmaris shavos b'chiluk lechem aponim. All the mishmaris were included equally in the lechem aponim. Meaning not only when yontif coincided with Shabbos, like the Mishnah, when Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, but even when it was a day before, it was a day after, if it was even samuch l'Shabbos, that was enough for them to equally divide the lechem upon. Cholias yom echon lahafsink bein time. What if there was one day between Yontif and Shabbos? So the last day of Yontif is Thursday, then this Friday, and then the Shabbos. Or the first day of Yontif is Monday. So there's one day in between. So then the halach is mishmash is manikvu hayunet lesser chalas. The mishmar whose week it was, they would take 10 of the 12 chalas. The hamis akev and the rest, noitel shnayim would take 2. Ubishayim maysa shana, the rest of the year, hanichnas noitel sheish, the mishma that was nichnas, the mishma that was entering would take 6. Vayoytzin noitel sheish, and the one that was entering would take 6 as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, hanichnas noitel sheva, the one that was entering took 7. Vayoytzin, the one that was exiting, noitel chamesh took 5. Hanichnasim, the ones that were entering chokim itself, and they would divide theirs on the northern part of the Azar. Vayoytzim, and the ones that would leave in Bidarim on the southern part of the Azar. We'll see why. Bilga is the name of one of the Mishmaris. This Mishmar was punished, and the Mishmar of Bilga would always divide the lechem upon him on the darm. Never on the tzafin, always on the darm. Additionally, the Tabata Kavua. So Rashi says that there were 24 Mishmaris. Corresponding to the 24 Mishmaris, there were 24 rings that were affixed to the floor of the Azara, on the tzofen side of the Azara, which is where they used to do Shechita. The purpose of the rings were, so like this, they can lock down the animal while you had to do Shechita, otherwise the animal can get a little tzevild of it. So like this, to lock it down, they used to have these tabas. And each mishmer had its own tabas. The tabas of Bilga was kavua. It was stuffed. You couldn't use it. It wasn't operational. It wasn't functional. We'll see why. Initially, the chaloyna stuma, all the mishmaris had cubbies where they used to keep their knives and all their equipment. But the chaloyn, the window or the cubby of Bilga, that wasn't functional either. So we'll see all about this in the Gemara. But just one thing to speak out that was clear in the Mishnah, but we went through the Mishnah very quickly, and it's going to be a little clearer in the Gemara, and that is the lechem aponim, the 12 chalos, the yid bayis chalos, were divided on Shabbos. They were divided on Shabbos. There were 12 chalos, they were divided. Now, who were they divided amongst? The Mishmar. But this is where it got interesting, because there were two Mishmarois that served on every single Shabbos. Because the changing of the guard, literally, the changing of the Mishmar, happened on Shabbos. So there would be one Mishmar that would be serving and doing the Avodah in the morning, and then there'd be another Mishmar that was serving and doing the Avodah in the afternoon. So that you had the Mishmar HaYotze, that's the Mishmar that was there the entire week. They do their Avodah in the morning, and then they leave on Shabbos. Ironically, this all happens on Shabbos. And then you had the Mishmar HaNichnas, the Mishmar that's going to be doing the following week, their first day is going to be Shabbos afternoon. So we saw in the Mishnah that the Lechem Aponim was divided amongst the Mishmar HaYotze and the Mishmar HaNichnas. In the event that Yontif coincided with Shabbos, then everybody takes it together. Even if it's Yontif HaSamach LeShabbos, Kol HaMishmar HaShabbos. If there's one day in between, so then the Mishmar that's supposed to get it takes 10, and then everybody else ends up taking 2. So either way, Zok the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to go through the Mishnah. So the first line of the Mishnah was, Yontif HaSamach LeShabbos, when Yontif falls at Samach LeShabbos, it doesn't matter if it's Milfana, if it's earlier, it doesn't matter if it's Acharea, all the Mishmaris were Shabbos, Bechilok, and Mabarim, everybody divided equally. The Gemara says, Maim Milfana, Maim Milachra. What does it mean that Yontif was before Yontif was after? Ilay Milfana, Yontif Rishon, and Acharea, Yontif Achron. Doesn't mean that Yontif Rishon was before Shabbos. So the first day of Yontif was Friday. And Lachareo means the last day of Yontif was the day after Shabbos, was Sunday. And the Mishnah is saying that in that case, all the Mishmaris were Shabbos. The Gemara says, of course, Hainu Shabbos Shabbatei. If that's the case, that means Shabbos coincided with Yontif. If the first day of Yontif is Friday, that means Shabbos is the second day of Yontif. So obviously it's Yontif. All the Mishmaris are there. That was the previous Mishnah. We know that when Atzeres fell out on Shabbos, they used to say, Hilach Matzah, Hilach Chametz. So we know that already. If the last day of Yontif is Sunday, that means the second to last day of Shabbos. So that can't be what it means. So what does it mean? Elo lefoneo yontif achroin, lachareo yontif rishon. Lefoneo means if the last day of yontif fell out lefoneo, before Shabbos. So that Shabbos is already not yontif anymore, but it's the day immediately following. Lachareo means yontif rishon. Or the other way. So the Gemara says, then the halacha is, meaning even though yontif now did not coincide with Shabbos, because the last day of Yontif was Friday, or the first day of Yontif was Sunday, still everybody divides it equally. My time, and what's the reason? Keeping the Hanim Akadmi, the Hanim Akhri, because being that the Olam is there anyways, Tikna Rabbanim Milsa Keich, the Nechel Adi Adadi, like this, everybody can have a Chelik. So that's the way that they were Mesachin at the last Amit. Chal Yoy Mechod, Vichulu, says the Gemara. So we said that the Lechem Aponim was divided on Shabbos. It was divided amongst the Mishmar Nichnas and the Mishmar Yoitz. But there was a Machloikis, Rabbi Huda, and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. According to the Chachamim in the Mishnah, Hanichnas Noitel Sheish,
Vayotze noitel sheish. Each one of these mishmaris would take six. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Zen, hanichnas noitel sheva, vayotze noitel chamish. The nichnas would take seven, and the yotze would take five, meaning they divided it unequally. So the question is, why? Or, vahani tarti, maya v'detayo. Why does the mishmar hanichnas have a schus to take two extra chalas? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, b'schar hagofes dalsos. The reason is, because the Mishmar HaYotze started doing the Avod in the morning. They opened up the doors of the Heichal. It was a big job. These were monster doors. They opened it up in the morning, but they didn't close it, because by the time it came time to close the doors, it wasn't the Mishmar HaYotze anymore. Now it was the Mishmar HaNichnas. So it comes that the Mishmar HaNichnas just did a big favor from the Mishmar HaYotze. You have to pay me for it. So the Schar for the Hagof HaZdals is literally the compensation for the work that they just did was two Chalas. So the Gemara says that really, if you think about it, this is going to end up evening itself out. The name Malay, Dal Badal, let the Mishmar HaYotze tell the Mishmar HaNichnas, proverbially speaking, that I don't understand. You're gaining two chalas, ke'ilu finu. You're not gaining anything, because next Shabbos, you're going to end up taking two less. Meaning, you're going to end up getting what you're supposed to get. You're going to get seven this week, you're going to get five next week. So why don't you just take six this week and six next week? Meaning, it sounds like that we're giving schar. We're actually compensating the Mishmar HaNichnas. They're not really getting anything, because it's six of one, half a dozen of another, literally. Because right now you're getting an extra one, but you're going to end up losing another one later. So you're really not gaining anything. So Freyde Gemara, V'neim Alei Dal Badal. What did you fadin? Amar Abaya. So Abaya said, you see an interesting principle over here. Boitzina tova mikara. That a person would rather have a little bit more now, even if later he's going to have a little bit less. Meaning at the end of the day, right now, what's going to be next Shabbos? But at the end of the day, there is a cheshbin of having now versus later. And as a result, in this case, this is something that makes sense. In fact, we'd see the top of my car, somebody would take less now. So over here, where I'm getting more now, there's a svara to say that I'd rather take a little bit more. So the Mishmar HaNichnas gets an extra two chalas. That's a schar, and that's what it means. Schar agafes das. Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, uben musaf in chalk. When it came to the carbon mus that was brought every single Shabbos, so that too was divided equally amongst the Mishmar HaNichnas and the Mishmar HaYotze. So just like the Lechem Aponim was divided, so too the parts of the Musaf that went to the Kehanim, Rashi says, the skin, the R, so that too was divided equally. Faith Gemar Meis Feis, the Etru, Mishmar HaYotze, Oysa Tamashal Shachar, the Mishmar HaYotze did the Tamashal Shachar, because they were doing in the morning. Musaf, and they also brought the Musaf. Mishmar HaNichnas, the Mishmar that was Nichnas, Oysa Tamashal Bein Arbaim. They brought the Tamashal Bein Arbaim, Ubazichin, and they were makter the two Bazichin Levayna. V'ilu Musafin Chalkin like Tani. It doesn't say anything about Musafin Chalkin. So what do you see from here? It's mashma that they didn't divide the Musafin, because if they divided the Musafin, it should have said they divided the Musafin. And the kasha is a little stronger, because who brought the Musaf? The Mishmar HaYotze is the one that brought the Musaf. So if they brought the Musaf in Hilchas Kachin, they should be the ones that have the schos to get all the fringe benefits that come along with the Musaf. But the Gemara says, what kind of raya is this? This is a meisvei? This is a kasha where Rabbi Yehuda said, hai tana b'chaluka l'gemari. The tana of the Brais had never said a word about chaluka. He's talking about who did which avoida. What was the kasha? V'ilu Musaf in Chalkin l'gatani. He's not talking about chalukah. If he was talking about chalukah, maybe he would have said it. So the Gemara says, "Oh my Rava, Rava said, I hear, but there's another brisa." For Hatana Devei Shmuel, in Shmuel's yeshiva, they had the following brisa. T'mayri bechalukah, and that brisa was talking about chalukah uben musaf and chalukah like tani, and it didn't say that the mishmaris used to divide the musaf equally. The Tana Devei Shmuel, mishmara hayoytze is the mishmar that was yoytze oyse tamin shal shachar. They would bring the tamin shal shachar um musaf, and they would bring the musaf. Mishmara nichnas is the mishmar that was nichnas oyse tamin shal bein rabbayim ubazichen. Here we have our bal klihanim hayu nichnasim sham. Do a full klihanim that would enter the heichal. Shnayim mishmar zu, v'shnayim mishmar zu. Two from this mishmar, two from that mishmar. V'cholkim lechem apanim. They would divide lechem apanim. So we mentioned lechem apanim. We mentioned the fact that the two mishmaros would divide the lechem apanim. We mentioned the musafin abav ilu musafin cholkim lektani. But it doesn't say that they used to divide the musafin. Tiufta the Rav Yehuda tiufta. And if that's the case, that is definitely a tiufta. Hanichnasim cholkim musafin. So the mishmar hayoytze would divide their lechem apanim on the darim side. The Mishmar HaNichnas, they were divided on the Tzafin side. Tanu Rabbanan HaNichnasim Chalkim Tzafin. Why? Kedei Sheyiru Shehein Nichnasim. The Tzafin was the ikur part of the Azara. Kachi Kadashim all took place mitzafin. And being that that's the ikur part of the Azara, so therefore, the one that's Nichnas, to show that we're the ones that are going to be doing the Avodah now for the next week, they went mitzafin. Vayoytzen Chalkim Medarim, the Yoytzen went to Darim, Kedei Sheyiru Shehein Yoytzen, to show that they're Yoytzen. And then the Mishnah said that even though the Mishmar HaNichnas was always in Tzafin, and the Mishmar HaYotze was always in Darim, there was one exception to the rule. And that was the Mishmar of Bilga. Bilga was the name of the family that was associated with this Mishmar. And Bilga was La'ilam Chaylakis Bedarim. They were always in Darim. As we'll see in the Gemara, the Mishmar of Bilga was punished. And the punishment was, you never have the schos to divide and soften. That's the place where Kachi Kadashim happens. You're always going to be in Darim. And then the Mishnah said there were two other punishments that Bilga's Mishmar was given. Tabata Kavua, the Chaloina Stuma, the ring that they used to lock down the animal to be able to do Shechita, wasn't functional. As a result, they had to ask their neighbors, is it okay if we use your ring? It was considered a prisos. And the Chaloina Stuma and their cubby, where they used to use their things, wasn't there either. They would have to borrow and ask permission from somebody else to use it. So the Mishnah mentions the Mishmar of Bilga that received three punishments. And the Masechta is going to end talking a little bit about Bilga. Tana Rabbana, Maisa ben Miriam Bas Bilga. There was a story with Miriam, who was the daughter of Bilga, meaning she came from the family of Bilga, Shehemira Dasa, that Rachmana Litzlan, she stopped keeping Torah mitzvahs. V'holcha v'nissis l'sardiyat echad memalcha yevonim. And not just that, she married a Greek officer. Now this took place circa Chanukah time. U'kishenichnasu yevonim l'heichel, when the yevonim entered the heichel, ha'isam mivaretes b'sandla agami mizbech. She, this woman, went on top of the mizbech, and she was kicking with her shoes on the mizbech. V'amra, and she said, Lucas, Lucas, Rashi says, Lucas means wolf in Greek. She was saying, wolf, wolf, you keep on eating up the money of the Yidden. The Marsha says, what does a wolf have to do with the Mizbeach? And why was the Mizbeach Mechalim Amayinim Shal Yisrael? She was saying that the Yidden bring karbanos every single day, and they bring sheep. Who eats the sheep? The wolf eats the sheep, the zev and the keves. So she was referring to the Mizbeach as the wolf that consumes the sheep. But when the Yidden need you, and when there's an Ashas Sara, all of a sudden the Mizbeach's not here to help out. This was a very, very difficult time. It was an Esar Hila Yaakov. And she went and she was Mevazah, the Mizbeach. Lucas, Lucas had Masayatam Echalam Amayinim Shal Yisrok. Chum heard about this. Kavu es Tabat v'sas mos chalayna. These were the two punishments that they got. The Yeshayim, some say, that it was a different reason why the Mishmar of Bilga was punished. And the reason is, Mishmarte Shoya Lavoi, because the Mishmar of Bilga, they used to always arrive a little bit later than they were supposed to. They weren't sharp. And as a result, they got punished. Says the Gemara, Yeshevav Achiv Imoi, Vishimesh Tachtav. Yeshevav was the Mishmar that preceded immediately before Bilga. And because Yesheva came before Bilga, and they knew Bilga sometimes would miss out, they wouldn't come for the lechem upon him, they wouldn't be there to bring the Talmud Shabbat in Arbayim, they would push and miss out on the avodas that they were supposed to do. So Yesheva would sit around, and because Yesheva would sit around, they would like push a cover for Bilga. I mean, they knew already who they were dealing with. Yesheva always preceded Bilga, and they would always cover for them. And then the Braisa says, Va'afa. Even though ordinarily the Shochem of a Rasha isn't supposed to benefit, to the contrary, as we'll see in a moment, the Shochem of Bilga, as in Yeshevav, they benefit. Because when Yeshevav changed the guard together with Bilga, so ordinarily Yeshevav would be the Mishmar HaNyoitze, Bilga would be the Mishmar HaNichnas, Mishmar HaYoitze divides in Darim, Mishmar HaNichnas is in Zofen. But one of the punishments that Bilga got was that Lo'ilam Yichaylakas B'Darim, which means that Yeshevav actually benefited from being the Shochin of the Rosha. And what was the benefit? The benefit was that Yeshevav always ended up being in Zofen. So we have two reasons why the Mishmar Bilga was punished. The first one was Shehemira Dasa. Because there was a Miriam Bas Bilga, one member of the family of Bilga, that went and she did something very, very terrible circa Chanukah time. The other reason was something that seemed to be more related to the entire Mishmar, that Mishmarta Shoya Lovai. They used to come a little bit late. So the Gemara says, Mishlam, Mishmarta Shoya Lovai. Mishlam, Kunjamandam, and says that they came late, Hainu, the Kunsin of the Kula Mishmar. See, I understand why the whole Mishmar was punished. El, Lamandam, and Miriam Bas Bilga. Shet Miradasa. But according to Mandam, that says it was Miriam Bas Bilga, that she herself did something terrible. Misham Bartik, Katsinale, the day. Why are you punishing the whole family because of what one girl did? Amar Abai, Abai said, in, yeah. We're punishing the family, or specifically the parents, because of what Miriam did. Kadamri Inchi, there's a saying that explains this point. Shusa the Yanuka Beshuka, when a child talks about something in the street, means that the child either heard it from the father or from the mother, which means that this child was a product of her parents, and as a result, it makes sense to punish everybody. But the Gemara says, still, just establish why maybe you'd want to punish the father and the mother. But why are you punishing the whole Mishmar? Amar Abaya. Zabaya said, Oyla Rasha, Oyla Shcheinoi. Because Oyla Rasha, Oyla Shcheinoi. This family, or this sub class of the family were Rishon, and there's a concept of Oyla Rosh, Oyla Shcheinah, and therefore the whole Mishma was punished. The reverse is Toiv Le Tzadik, Toiv Le Shcheinah. When you have a Tzadik that's Toiv, it's Toiv Le Shcheinah as well, Shenemar, and for that we have a Pasuk, some people are not going to this, but Imru Tzadik Ki Toiv, Ki Pri Ma'alaleim Yoichelos. So the Pasuk's talking about the Toiv of the Tzadik, Imru Tzadik, the Tzadik is in the singular, he's one person, of a Ki Pri Ma'alaleim Yoichelos. Who's them? It should be Imru Tzadik Ki Toiv, the Tzadik asked. Who's the Yoichelu? Who's the them? The Teretz is Toiv Le Tzadik, Toiv Le Shcheinoi. And on that note, Hadron Aloch HaCholel Uslikolam Meseches Sukkah. But one raid bite just to end Meseches Sukkah. And that is, when we started the Mesechta on Daf Beis, so we spoke out raid from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said that the reason we celebrate the Yontav of Sukkot on Tesvav Tishrei, Zeichel Anani Yaakovid, and not on Pesach, Zeichel Anani Yaakovid, which is theoretically when we got the Anani Yaakovid, is because although the Yidden got the Anani Yaakovid for the first time on Pesach, but the Yidden lost the Anani Yaakovid after the Chet Egel, we got it back when we started building the Mishkan, which was Tesvav Tishrei, and we celebrate the Yontav of Sukkot on the day of the Chazoro of the Anani Yaakovin. And we said over Torah for Rav David Kohen and other of the Bali Machshava that said this is based on the Goyen in the Siddur Agra, for Rav Maltzin, for Ratzisa Banu was the Yontav of Sukkot, and Rabbeinu Yoinu's Lashin and Shari Tshuva. This was all raid that we spoke about on Daf Beis, raid that we revisited during the course of the Masechta, but we started the Masechta, the Psicha, the Lekachtem Lechem B'Yoyim Rishon of our Masechta as a Chabura, was Torah from the Beis Medrash and the Vilna Gaon. So I thought, to be Messiah Me'ena Psicha, to finish the Masechta again with another insight that's very much based on the Torah of the Vilna Gaon. In the Meiser Rav, which is the Sefer that mentions the Minhagim of the Vilna Gaon, and this is in Sifkot and Reish Lamed Gimel, it says, quote, HaGoyen Zal, the Vilna Gaon, hoyesameach ma'od b'chak haSukkos. He was very besimcha during the entire Yontav of Sukkos. Ubiyoser b'shmini atzeres, but even more so on Shmini atzeres. And the reason is because the Vilna Gaon held ki hu yoser yoim simcha mikol yemeachak. As much as the entire Sukkos is a time of simcha, zman simcha seino, usmachtem lifnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yamim. But the Vilna Gaon held that the day of Shmini Atzeres is more of a day of Simcha than all the other days of Sukkot. And the Gaon said the reason is al pi hasoid. He said, I can't explain it to you al pi nigla, because based on the psukim and the drashes and the gemaras that we learned, there's really no reason to assume that there's more of an obligation to be with Simcha and Shmini Atzeres than there is the rest of Sukkot. But said the Vilna Gaon, al pi hasoid, there's more an inyan to be b'simcha and shmini atzeres even than during zman simchaseinu, even during the entire sukkahs. And therefore, the Vilna Gaon's minig was that a Gaon zechreinu levracha hayisameach ma'od b'chak asukkahs. He was always very, very b'simcha on sukkahs, ubiyoser b'shmini atzeres, even more so on shmini atzeres. The truth is, this idea that the Vilna Gaon held that shmini atzeres is more of a zman simcha than the rest of Sukkot, and really more of his man Simcha than any other Yontif, is something that's clear in other places in the Vilna Gaon's Torah. In Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, the Pasuk says, Moshcheni acharecha norutza, heviani amelech adarov, nogilo v'nismecha bach. Says the Vilna Gaon, Moshcheni acharecha norutza, heviani amelech adarov. This is referring to Shmini Atzeres, Shehuli Yisrael Levadei. Shmini Atzeres is a yichud between Klal Yisrael and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshcheni acharecha norutza. You're running, you're following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heviani amelech adarov. You're in the cheder, you're mamish, bechadrei chadorim, just you the yid, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When is that said the Vilna Gaon? Who neged Shmini Atzeres. This is the yontav of Shmini Atzeres. What are the next words? Nogila v'nismuchabach. So you see clearly that on Shmini Atzeres, the Vilna Gaon's pirish on Shir HaShirim, there's an inyan of Nagil of Anismachabach. We all know the pasuk. Oyz v'hoda levusha, batischak liyoy ma'achrin. It comes from Eish Eschayil. Eish Eschayil is the last perek. It's the 31st perek of Sefer Mishle. And the Vilna Gaon in his pirish on Mishle says, Oyz v'hoda levusha, oyz hu b'Rosh Hashanah of Yom HaKippurim. Oiz is keneged Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his might. And thus, Oiz is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Hadar is keneged the Yontav of Sukkot. Sukkis is pre-Eitz Hadar. Vatischak liyoyim achroin sedevil negoyin zeshmini atzeres. Sha'olov nemar v'hoyisa ach someach. Vatischak liyoyim achroin is referring to shmini atzeres. Ois is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'hadar pre-Eitz Hadar that Sukkis. Vatischak liyoyim achroin is shmini atzeres. What's on shmini atzeres? Vatischak liyoyim achroin. It's his man of simcha. This is all the Vilna Gaon l'shitasai. The Vilna Gaon held that there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha on Sukkis. Sukkis is man simcha seinu. Aber ubi yoyser b'shmini atzeres. Ki hu yoyser yoyim simcha mikol yimei achak. The Gaon l'shitasai. Moshcheni acharecha narutza v'yenei ha-melech ha-dorev is shmini atzeres. What are the next words in Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet? No gila v'nismach habach. Ois v'hada levusha v'tischach liyoyim achroin said the Vilna Gaon. It's referring to the yoyim achroin of Sukkis, it's the Yom Achron of all the Heligatay of Chodesh Tishrei. But what is it? It's Shmini Atzeres. What do you do on Shmini Atzeres? Vatischak li Yom Achron. So you see, it will be Yoisne b'Shmini Atzeres. So the Vilna Gaon held that there's an inyan to be b'simcha on Sukkis, but the Yoisne b'Shmini Atzeres. But he said that in order to understand it, we have to cross over a little bit to the other side, and we have to delve a little bit, dip our toes into the Torah Hasoid. Because based on Nigla, the Vilna Gaon said, I can't really explain it to you. Q al pi hasoid, said the Vilna Gaon. Then if you understand the soid of Shmini Atzeres, then you'll be able to tap in a little bit. You'll be able to understand why Nogila v'nismach habach is Shmini Atzeres, and why Vatischak liyoy machron is referring to Shmini Atzeres. So the truth is that in the Maaser Rav, the Vilna Gaon didn't even give us a hint as to what the soid of Shmini Atzeres is. But there's another sefer that mentions the minhagim of the Vilna Gaon, and that's the sefer Evan Shlema. So the Evan Shlema was written by Rabbi Yitzchak Maltzin. He's the one that wrote the Pirush Siach Yitzchak on the Siddur Agra that we often quote from. And in Perek Yud Aleph, Sifkot Yud, he brings a mimer, an idea that he heard from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said, Kol ha'inyanim shebechodesh Tishrei, everything that happens in Chodesh Tishrei, hein remez l'asad lava. It's a remez to l'asad lava. Ki mitchila hu yoyim adin b'Rosh Hashanah. Chodesh Tishrei starts with the yoyim adin. It starts with Rosh Hashanah. Fa'achakach, 10 days later, slichas ha'avoynas, b'yom kippurim, then you have Yom Kippur. Fa'achakach, sukkis. V'shmini atzeres, and then afterwards you have shmini atzeres v'simchas tayr. Sned the Vilna Gaon, v'chein l'asad lava. The same is going to be loss of love. It's going to follow the same exact pattern. Listen to Lashoyne Yazov Shalavil Nagoyin. Tchilo Yoim Hadin Agadol. Loss of love is going to be with Chias Amesim. Everybody's going to get up. Contrary to popular wisdom, everyone's going to stand up by Chias Amesim. The question is who's going to live to tell the story? Who's going to stay up? But everyone's going to get up. And there's going to be a Yoim Hagadol Vanoira. There's going to be a tremendous mishpat like the Rishonim talk about in the beginning of Perek Chelek. That's the way loss of love is going to begin. It's going to begin with the Rosh Hashanah. The Achakach, and then afterwards, Yecheskel said in Perek Lamed Vav, "Vizarakti aleichem mayim tahirim." And Yirmiyo said in Perek Nun, "Ki eslach laasher asher." The people that are going to have the merit to live during this world of Tchias HaMesim in La'asad Lavoi, they're going to have tahira from anything that they needed tahira from. "Vizarakti aleichem mayim tahirim," and they're going to get slicha for anything they needed slicha for. "Ki eslach laasher asher." Whoever's going to be remaining is going to have slicha. Everyone's going to get slicha. "Achakach," and then after they're going to get slicha. Said the Vilna Gaon besukkos. Everyone is going to enter a sukkah. Chupa sheva ki yodua. Chupa sheva, whatever that means. Ki yodua, not to us, but ki yodua. Ukemaisha kasav, and there's a pasuk for this as well. May sound familiar. Sukkah daf beis. The sukkah tia v'tzeil yoimam. And that, like the Gemara says, is referring to la'asad lavi. But la'asad lavi, there's going to be a sukkah. That's going to follow the yoim agalav anoira. It's going to follow v'zarakti lecha mayim tohirim. It's going to follow ki esach la'asher asher. And then they're going to be in a sukkah for 7 days. And what's going to happen during those 7 days, or the chupa sheva ki yodua, it's going to be zman simchaseinu. And you know why it's going to be zman simchaseinu? Because like the Navi Yeshaya said in Perek Samachal, every word here is Yisaydi. V'amdu zarim v'ra'u tzaynchem. This is what the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Hei Amid Beis. Melachto inasis al yedei achem. This is the pasuk that the Gemara quotes. It's going to be v'amdu zarim. Strange people. People you never hired are going to get up. V'ra'u tzaynchem. And they're going to be the pastach. They're going to go. They're going to attend to your sheep in the field. It's going to be amazing. And that's why it's going to be zman simchaseinu. But said the Vilna Gaon, but then there's going to be one more stage. V'achakach Shmini Atzeres. Then there's going to be Shmini Atzeres. You know what's going to happen by Shmini Atzeres? There's going to be no Zarim that are going to be Rod Seinchem. But Sheyichlu HaKoyfrim Belikei Emes. All the people that are not on board are going to be gone. V'yismachu Yisrael of Adam. And all there's going to be is Klal Yisrael. And because it's going to be a Yichud, there's going to be no one in the world, nothing, other than Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's going to be such a simcha between the two. And the Vilna Gaon said, that's Atzeres Tiyolachem. And he said, on Shmini Atzeres, on that Tkufa of Lassad Lavai, Yoichlu Sholesh Sudeh Shol Shabbos. The Yidin are going to eat three Sudas. You know what the Sudas are? Hainu Sudas Behemois, Bahar Re'elef, Usudas Levyasan, V'yayin HaMashum. You want to know when the Yidden are going to eat the Sudas Levyasan? When they're going to eat the behemoth, and when they're going to drink the Yayin HaMeshomer? You know when this is all going to happen? This is all going to happen on Shmini Atzeres. But said the Vilna Gaon, Kol Inyanim Shebechodesh Tishrei Hein Remez La'asad Lavoi. Every Inyan, all the Yamim Toivin, all the milestones of Chodesh Tishrei, they correspond to something that's going to happen in the end of days. Chodesh Tishrei starts off with the Yom Adin. There's going to be a Yom HaGadol HaNoir, a Mishpat, where anyone that existed from the times of Adam Arishan until the day that Mashiach comes, everyone is going to have to stand and give Din V'cheshbon for everything. And the people that are going to be able to stay alive, they're going to have a Yom Kippur. Because no one's perfect. Ki in tzadik baritz asher yasa toiv leyechta. Obe v'zarakti aleichem ma'im toirim. Ki esach v'asher asher. And then afterwards they're going to go to some euphoric state of simcha. Where they're going to be in a sukkah. That's that pasuk of a sukkah tia letzel yoimam. And during that time, v'amdu zorim v'ro tzoinchem. They're going to be in a sukkah. And oivam kim in hagoi to a degree. But malachta in nasas la yedei acher. But that's not the ultimate. The ultimate is v'achachach shmini atzeres. Where the zorim and the everything is going to be gone. Shen yichlu from LKMS. And all there is going to be is Klal Yisrael. What's Klal Yisrael going to do? The Yismachu Yisrael. And that's these Sudas that the Nevi'im spoke about, where they talked about the Sudas Levyasin and the Yayin HaMashomer. When's that going to happen? That's going to happen in that final stage. The final stage of La'asad Lavai. All the Yamim Tovim of Tishrei are Mechuvin to La'asad Lavai. Shmini Atzeres is Mechuvin to the Yom Achron of La'asad Lavai. It's mechumen to the final stage of La'asad Lavai. The ultimate of the La'asad Lavai. Where it's going to be Tahira. There's going to be Slicha. Where the Kaifrim are going to be gone. Where all that's going to be are the people that are going to merit the S'chus to be able to be Mestabik where HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going to result is going to be the Shpitz of Olam Haba. The Shpitz of Olam Haba is Kulei Simcha. The Shpitz of Olam Haba is the ultimate of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to be Toivu Meitiv. And the ultimate of the HaTova of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be manifest in the Yom Acharon. The Yom Acharon La'asad Lavai. What do we have in this world that's a remez, Ben Benoishal remez of that Yom Acharon? It's by Yom Acharon. It's by Yom HaShmini Atzeres Tiyolachem. That's what Shmini Atzeres says. So Sukkot is keneged the Zman Simchaseinu of La'asad Lavai, al pisoid. But Shmini Atzeres is mechuvin to the Yom Achron. It's mechuvin to the very, very last tkufa, the last phase of the La'asad Lavai. And because it's mechuvin to the last phase of La'asad Lavai, and that's where the Ikra Simcha is going to be, so that's what the Vilna Gaon meant when he said, al pisoid, you can understand why in Simcha's Torah, a person is supposed to be besimcha. And Shmini Atzeres, because a person that can tap into Shmini Atzeres, a person that can tap into the Pnimius of Shmini Atzeres, which of course for us is very, very difficult. But the Vilna Gaon, who was so tapped in on Shmini Atzeres, he was feeling oiris of Atischak L'Yoy Machron. He was feeling oiris of Atzeres Tiyolachem, Sheyichlu HaKoyfrim B'Lekeyemes V'Yismuchu Yisrael of Adam. That's what he was feeling. So the Vilna Gaon said, the whole sukkah is, there were oiris of Zman Simchaseinu, oiris of a sukkah Tiyol Etzel Yoimam, V'Amdu Zarim V'Rod Soinchem, Obisimch Shmini Atzeres. That's a whole different madrigal. That's Sheyichlu HaKoy from Eli Kayemis. Where there's nobody else. That's the ultimate. That's the Sudas Behemis Bahari Elef. That's the Sudas Levyasan. That's the Yayin HaMeshomer. What do we have? That's a microcosm of that on this world. What we have is Shmini Atzeres. And that's why the Vilna Gaon held the Vatischak L'Yoy Machroi Nogil V'Nismachabach Ki U'Yoysin Yoyim Simcha Miko Yimei Achag. The reason is because Shmini Atzeres is Mechuvin on some level to this idea. The truth is that this concept, this Yesoid, that Shmini Atzeres is related to the Yoyim Achroin. It's related to the ultimate, the final phase of La'asad Lavi. There are phases in La'asad Lavi as well. This idea that Shmini Atzeres is mechuvin to the La'asad Lavi, the ultimate phase of La'asad Lavi, is something that's mavur in other Svarim HaKadoshim as well. The Mashal says it in our Sugya and Daf Nun Hayamid Beis, Ayin Sham. But I'll just mention it from a source that we already spoke out from earlier in the Masechta, just to come full circle. And that's from the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh. The Michas Eluza quoted the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh in its classic tshuva about, in the Michas Eluza's tshuva, not eating in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But the Mechaber of the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh was Rav Yosef ben Aminyamin Samiga. He was from the Italian Gedolim. The Marsha quotes him, the Shara Melech quotes him. And he was one of the Kadmoinim. And he wrote a Sefer. The Sefer has 21 prakim. And the final parak, which talks about sukkahs, in the final paragraph, so he discusses the difference between sukkahs and Shmini Atzeres. He says that the idea of a sukkah is something that protects a person. When somebody's running away from his enemy, so what does he do? He looks for some place to be safe. That's what you do. On Sukkot, what the Yid shows is that even though there are a lot of mazikin and mekachrigin and the shibud golus, and there's a lot of things going on around us, but we're by reyach el ha-sukkah, and we have the sukkah til etzel yoimam. What we do is we go into the sukkah to protect us from everything else, from everything that's going on. But said Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yom and Samiga, on Shmini Atzeres, you know what we do? We leave the sukkah and we go back into our house. We're leaving the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, he says, Shmini Atzeres is mechuvin to the time where there aren't going to be any kofim anymore. There aren't going to be any mekatrigim, where there's going to be no satan anymore. There's going to be no shibud galis. It's referring to the time where it's going to be Bayoimahu yi Hashem echad u'shmoy echad. V'layiyah b'shum makam lay satan v'lay mazik v'lay pegara. At that time, why are you in a sukkah? Sukkah is protecting you from all the bombs that are flying around you. But there won't be any bombs. Because Yichnu HaKoyfrim, Belikei Yisrael, all there's going to be is Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why do you have to be hiding in a sukkah? You're hiding in a sukkah? You're supposed to leave the sukkah. And that's the idea of leaving the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The reason you leave the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is to show that I understand what Shmini Atzeres is. It's connected to the Yoymachrin. And the Yoymachrin is going to be nothing other than the Bnei Yisrael. And as a result, there's no reason for me to be sitting in a sukkah. So the Michas Eluza took this Mikroi Kodesh and he said that this is a sniff after the Karban Nisanel and all the raid, maybe even Chutzlar. This is such a big idea, because somebody that sits in a sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, it's keilu, he's mezalzel, he's not fully appreciating what this all means. I had the schus to get a hold of the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, and I saw a few lines earlier, before the part that the Minchas Eluza quoted. He says that we know Shana Rabbah is the last day of the Yemei Hadin. Shana Rabbah is the final. Right? You have a Shana Yom Kippur, but the Zohar says it's Shana Rabbah. He says, what's the pshat? He said, the pshat is Meyerdik. He said, because Shmini Atzeres is when there's going to be no kofrim anymore. That's when all the mekatrigin are going to be gone. So in Cheshbon, when's the last day there's going to be a mekatrigin in the Bria? La'asad lavi, this is all a mashal. Our whole life is a mashal. Everything is a mashal. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is la'asad lavi. La'asad lavi, diyoy machrin Shmini Atzeres, there's going to be nothing other than a Kaddish Baruch. It means when's the last day there'll be a mekatrig in the world? The last day of mekatrig is going to be Hashanah Rabbah. So Hashanah Rabbah is the final Yom Adin. He says the last day the Samach Mem has a koyach. So Hashanah Rabbah, we clap the Hashanahs, he says, and we put the Samach Mem to rest, because we understand that today there's oiris of no more Samach Mem, no more din. Because tomorrow there's no din anymore. Tomorrow it's Fatischach L'Yoymachrin. Tomorrow it's finished. Tomorrow there's no Mekachrigin. Tomorrow there's no Satan. That's what the Yoymachrin is. The Yoymachrin Shmini Atzeres is the day that we're all waiting for. It's the day where it's going to be Vatismach L'Yoymachrin. And that's what the Mikroi Kodesh says. That's why we dafka leave the sukkah. Because the sukkah protects us. If you need protection, that suggests there's something you need to be protected from. And Shmini Atzeres, it's Fatismach Liyamachrin. You don't need to be protected from anything. Fatischach Liyamachrin. And as a result, you're fine and you don't need anything. And therefore we leave the sukkah. Therefore, we leave the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So I just want to share with you one last thought. Again, from the Vilna Gaon. And this is something that my brother Moshe, my brother Mo, showed me. It's in the Sefer Zois LeYaakov. It's actually Shiurei Zois LeYaakov and Shir HaShirim. So Shmuel Yankov wrote a Sefer on Shir HaShirim. And the end of the Sefer Shir HaShirim, he brings a hergish that he had. The hergish is in parentheses, but it's a hergish from Rabbi Shmuel Yankov, and the Velin Nira from Rabbi Shmuel Yankov is Torahi. And therefore, just to share this one final hergish, which just brings everything together, the beginning of the Masechta, the end of the Masechta, and then we could say a proper Hadron. And that is, we started the Masechta with the Torah's Kasha. The Torah has the Kasha. that when do we celebrate the Yontif of Sukkot? On Tesvav Tishrei. Why Tesvav Tishrei? Zechel Anani Akavet. Freak the Torah. Tesvav Tishrei is not the day that we got the Anani Akavet. We got the Anani Akavet when we left Mitzrayim. We left the Mitzrayim Tesvav Nisan. Set a sort. Torah said a teretz related to the weather. But we said over from the Vilna Gaon that the Vilna Gaon said that it's true the Yidden got the Anani Akavet for the first time on Tesvav Nisan. But then there was a Chet HaEgel. And when the Chet HaEgel happened, the Yidden lost the Anani Akavet. And they didn't get it back until they started building the Mishkan. And the Vilna Gaon made a Cheshbin, Divrei Nevius, that the Yidden started building the Mishkan on Tesvav Tishrei. So if they started building the Mishkan on Tesvav Tishrei, so that's the day they started building the Mishkan. So that's the day they got the Anani HaKavod back. That was the Yom Chazaras Anani HaKavod. And we celebrate the Yontif of Sukkot not on the first day that we got the Anani HaKavod, but rather on the day that we got the Anani HaKavod back. Now on Daf Beis, we ask, so we should celebrate the Yontif of Sukkot on the day we got the Anani HaKavod for the second time. Maybe we should celebrate the Yontif of Sukkot on the first day we got the Anani HaKavod. So we spoke out from Rav Maltzin, like we mentioned a little bit at the beginning of this raid bite, and that is the Ikar Yontif of Sukkot is not so much Anani HaKavod, it's for Ratzi Sabanu. It's the fact that we had a second chance. It's the fact that we got a second lease on life. Chet HaEgel, we threw everything away. Bayesheni, the idea that we were able to have another opportunity. Rav Shmuel Yankif, to answer this kasha, why the second Anani HaKavod and not the first? So he shtelt zu another Vilna Gaon. A Vilna Gaon in Aderes Eliyahu. And this Gaon is in Parshas Kisisa. It's on the Pasuk. Vayoymer hinei anoichi koires bris. Neged kol amcho esen neflois. Asha loy nivru b'chol ha'aretz u'b'chol ha'goyim. V'ra kol ha'om. Asha ato b'kir bo yesmasei Hashem. Ki noiru hu asher ani oise imach. So the Vilna Gaon teaches this Pasuk. Listen to what he said. He said, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they had Anani HaKavod. And then they lost Anani HaKavod after the Chet HaEgel. Then they got it back. But said the Goyin, there was a difference between the first Anani HaKavod and the second Anani HaKavod. The first Anani HaKavod that the Yidden had, only the Nevi'im were able to see. He said, the Nevi'im were the people that were on the highest Madrega. They were able to see those Anani HaKavod. Nobody else was able to see it. Then they got the Anani HaKavod back. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said that neged kol amcha esen eflois. He said, everybody should have the schos to be able to see the Anani HaKavod. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him that. And that was Mayoymer hinei anoichi koires bris neged kol amcha nesen eflois. V'ro kol ha'om asher atab Le'enei kol beis Yisrael. And this constant emphasis on the fact that it was le'enei kol Yisrael. Look at the psukim. And the Vilna Gaon brought pasuk after pasuk. That the second time that the Yidden got the Anani HaKavod, it wasn't just the Nevi'im that had the Anani HaKavod, but everybody was able to see the Anani HaKavod. And the truth is, this is a major knetch in the raid of the Ratzi Sabanu. When the Yidden got the Anani HaKavod back, it wasn't just, oh wow, we have another opportunity. But there was a bechina, b'machem shebali tshuva, oimdim, ein tzadikim gemurim, mechaylam lamud. The first Anani HaKavod was there for select individuals. Only the Nevi'im were able to see the Anani HaKavod. But when we got it back, we came back stronger. Because when you get it back a second time, sometimes there's a bechina, b'machem shebali tshuva, oimdim. And the Yidden got it back, but it wasn't even the same Anani HaKavod. This Anani HaKavod was equal access to everybody. Not only the Nevi'im were able to see, but every single person was able to see. So this was Reb Shmuel Yankiv's hergish. He said the Vilna Gaon was born on Pesach. The Vilna Gaon passed away on Sukkot. And he said it's pashut to him that every single thing that happened in the lifetime of the Vilna Gaon is Torahi. He said, what's the pshat? The Vilna Gaon was born on Pesach and he passed away on Sukkot. So he said he had another observation. And that is the Vilna Gaon, while he was alive, people didn't really know who he was. The Goyin was a nechpa ala kelim. The Goyin sat in a vinkel like the Dubna Magid famously told the Vilna Goyin. He's sitting in a vinkel, das is a kunz. But the Vilna Goyin was a nechpa ala kelim. He didn't have a lot of talmidim. His svarim weren't printed during his lifetime. And then after the patira of the Vilna Goyin, all of a sudden all his Torah was nesparsim. And the Vilna Goyin came to the point where today we talk about the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Goyin. There are people that follow them in Hagam of the Goyin. The Vilna Goyin argues with the Mechaber and the Ramah, and he argues with Rishonim, and the Vilna Goyin is synonymous, ulai Karamban, and Imamish is synonymous with the Rishon. But the point is that the Vilna Goyin Bechayim, no one really knew who he was, but it was the Acham Oisei that people knew. So Rishon Yankov said this was the Hergish. He said his Hergish was that the Vilna Goyin Bechayim was like Klal Yisrael Bechayev. What does it mean when a Yid is Bechayev? It means he's perfect. He's Beshlemus. The Yidden were Beshlemus before the Chet HaEgel. When the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, it was Pascha Zua Masan, and the Yidden reached the Madrega of Adam Arishan Kaidim Achet. When they were in the Madrega of Adam Arishan Kaidim Achet, they were Chayim Kulchem Ayoyim. They were 100% alive. That's when they were b'chayev. When the Yidden were b'chayev, the Ananiya Kovid was nisgala only to the Nevi'im, only to the select few people. But then there was a Chet Ha'egel. And after the Chet Ha'egel, the Yidden, Kavi Yochel, on some level died. They weren't the Madrega anymore of Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet. They got the Ananiya Kovid back. But when they got the Ananiya Kovid back, this time the Ananiya Kovid came to a Bnei Yisrael that wasn't B'pchinas Chaim anymore. It was Lucha Shniyos. At this point, they got it as on a level where they were B'pchinas Mason. Then, when they got the Ananiya Kovid, every single Yud was able to see it. So he said, the Vilna Goyen was born. The Vilna Goyen was born on Pesach. B'chayev, it was Pesach. Pesach was the time that the Yidden got the first Ananiya Kovid. The first Ananiya Kovid was only in a Skala to the Nevi'im. And that's why Teirosai Shal Hagra, Teirosai of the Vilna Goyen, was only in a Skala to the Nevi'im. But then after the Vilna Goyen was Nifter, that the Petir of the Vilna Goyen corresponded to the Petir of Klal Yisrael. The Vilna Goyen was the hearts of Knesset Yisrael. And it corresponded to the death, Kavi Yochel, the Petir of Klal Yisrael. With the Petir of Klal Yisrael came a second Ananiya Kovid. And the second Ananiya Kovid was Nisgala, was Nisparsim to the entire world. And Rav Shmuel Yankiv said that's why the Vilna Goyen's Petir happened on Sukkot. That was when we got the second Ananiya Kovin. And with the Ptira of the Vilna Goyim, all the Torah of the Vilna Goyim was Nesparsim. And the Vilna Goyim became the Vilna Goyim, the Bir Agra, and everything that we know about the Vilna Goyim today. So the Shmuel Yankiv said that it's Yadua, that Sukkot was the Yontif of the Vilna Goyim. And the Vilna Goyim used to always talk about the Yontif of Sukkot. And he had a tremendous Chavivus for the Yontif of Sukkot. Like we mentioned in the Meisner Rav, Hagoyin Zal Hoyesameach Ma'oid B'chaga Sukkos, Ubi Yoyser B'shmini Atzeres, Ku Yoyser Yoyim Simcha Mikol Yemeach Chag. And we understand the Tifkat of it a little bit. The Goyin himself explained it so many times, because Sukkos is Keneged, the Yemeach Chuppah, the Yemeach Sukkah of the Zman Simcha Seinu of La'asad Lavoy. But then it's going to be a little bit limited. The real Simcha is going to be Shmini Atzeres. That's the Vatischak Yoyim Achrin. It was also the Yoyim Achrin of the Vilna Goyin. The Vilna Goyin's Yoyim Achrin was on Sukkot, which corresponded with the Vatischak Yoyim Achron. So just to be Messiah with a bracha, today is the Yoyim Achron of Masechet Sukkah. We're finishing Masechet Sukkah. We should actually be Zoicha to Vatischak Yoyim Achron. It's interesting. You find this lashon of Vatischak. Why Vatischak Yoyim Achron? It's not Vatismach Yoyim Achron, but rather it's Vatischak Yoyim Achron. What's the difference between Simcha and between Schoik? Simcha is when a person's besimcha. You're besimcha. You're happy. Schoik is when you're so happy that you push it plots. That the feeling of simcha that you have, it starts expressing itself into the point where your mamet, you can't even control it anymore. Shlomo HaMelech said in Kehelis, Eis Livkois, the Eis Lischoik. Livkois, Bechi, is when a person's not just bitzar, or bervaint, because the Hergeshim and the Gaguim, they start gushing, where you can't even contain the tzar. The tzar is uncontrollable. Schoik is the antithesis of Bechi. Eis Livkois for Eis Lischoik. B'yoy Machroin, we're not just going to be b'simcha, it's going to be Nogil of Anismachabach, but it's going to be Vatischak L'yoy Machroin. There's going to be a time where the Yidden are going to have, we're going to have the ability, it's going to be nobody but us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not going to have to hide in Sukkos anymore. There's going to be no Satan, there's going to be no Shibun Malchias, there's going to be no Machlis, no Pigoim Roim, there's going to be no Nigoim, there's going to be nothing that we're going to have to worry about. Because all it's going to be is Atzeres Tielachem. That's going to be Vatischak L'yoy Machroin. And incredibly, the Vilna Goyen said that every single year in Shmini Atzeres, there's iris of that comes down. And the Vilna Goyen was so besimcha, he was probably beschaik, but he was so besimcha of this inyan of atzeres, of the simcha of atischak liyayim achren, so we should talk of izoicha, that we shouldn't know from any tzores, we should be zoicha to vatischak liyayim achren.